Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Every Tuesday afternoon, I make an effort to live well, to try and learn how to live well from other people who've mastered it and maybe undertaken some different or more novel activities to try to improve their quality of life. And today's chat is something I have to say was quite new to me. I don't know if you've ever heard of salt rooms and their benefit. I hadn't until recently. They do claim to have all sorts of health benefits for adults and children. So to see, can they help us live a little bit better? Jessica Ahern from Salt Rooms Rathoath is with me today in studio. Good afternoon, Jessica. How
Hello,
are you?
Hello, how are you?
Just explain what a salt room is.
So a salt room is, we have two rooms. We have a children's and we have an adult's room. So basically for the adult's room, you're literally just going to go in, sit up and relax for a full hour while the salt is being pumped into the room.
So just describe the room now, because I'm looking at pictures.
It's basically, there's salt on the walls and on the floors. So it's basically just salt everywhere. And relaxation chairs with mood lights and background music. So then when you're sitting down, you're relaxing and the salt will be pumped into the room. So you're going to be breathing in the tiny salt particles. So you literally just go into another world in the adult's room. You put your phone down and you relax.
It's a little bit like, I suppose, the kind of the Santa's grotto, vibe. The snow, basically. Yeah. Everywhere it's covered
in
snow.
Everywhere.
So visually, if you can imagine a room where quite literally everything is covered in salt.
Everything. Yeah. Like when you come out after the session, you'll have salt residue actually on your clothes, but it just wipes off.
So you're not, I don't mean you're not going in naked, but you're not going in a swimsuit or...
No, you go in normal clothes.
Fully dressed?
Yeah, fully dressed.
So how does this work then?
So basically, as I was saying, when the salt is pumped into the room, you're naturally breathing them tiny little particles in. So it's actually drawing out all moisture because salt is super absorbent. So like if you've sinus issues, it's going to start breaking down the mucus to bring it out. So when you go into the room, you actually cough, you sneeze, your nose is running. That's what it's actually designed to do, is to bring moisture out. So to clean the nasal passage out and the lungs.
Okay. So you're in there for roughly about an hour.
An hour for the adults and 45 minutes for the kids.
For the children.
Yeah.
And what do people who are, you know, patients or clients, what benefits do they report then from this?
Oh, so say like if you were a sinus sufferer. So if you're really congested, people will know if they've sinuses, they get the pressure under the nose, the pressure of the headache. It'll start to break all that down and bring it out, so they'll actually feel so much relief.
So it's a little bit like the kind of the vape head in the bowl menthol, that sort of, minutes of that.
Yeah. So like they all work, but like that's dampness too. So mucus will grow from being damp. So the whole idea of the salt is to dry it out and keep it nice and dry.
And how many sessions would you need to do to sort of start to report that benefit?
So like, you know, everyone is different, you know, and everyone takes different to the salt. Mm. Someone could go in and get instant relief. Someone could take 2 or 3 or 10, you know. So, but my recommendation would always be do 2 a week for about 5 weeks. To get it in, get it working, and then just maintain it, because it is helping with your immune system. It's building your immune system back up, sleep, you know, if you've been sick, and your mood.
Your mood as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, because you're really zen when you come out of it. Like you'll sleep really well.
So it's sort of a spa vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. Like people love coming out and like they do be like, oh, I'm ready for the bed.
Yeah, exhausted after.
Yeah.
How did you get into this, or what's your background?
So my background is actually childcare, but then I went on to have my own son, Leo. And when he was 6 months, he got his first infection. And from 6 months to 14 months, oh my God, he had like 15 antibiotic steroids, inhalers. I just could not get him better. I couldn't break the cycle, obviously. And every time he was on an antibiotic, the immune system was down. So he actually got a strain of swine flu in the January. So he was very sick in hospital.
Okay.
And then afterwards, when we got him out, like we'd miss so much work. We were paying for a crash that he wasn't even attending because he was out all the time. So I just came across salt because I was Googling something natural.
Yeah.
And salt came up. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to bring him. And I did. And I did it twice a week. And that following year, I got away with two antibiotics, 2 or 3, from 15. And then his inhalers, he was off the inhalers. He didn't really need them, like. And he's been great ever since.
Okay, so that's sort of how you started researching this and got involved then.
Yeah, I've seen the results. Because I was in a doctor's every second week, every week.
And who typically goes? Like is it people that, you know, who go to avail of the salt rooms? Are they doing it as a kind of a lifestyle change thing? Is it because maybe they're going with that sort of, you know, constant sickness?
Like a lot of people would come for the constant sinuses, the asthma, the chest infections, the COPD, the head colds, the virals, skin. And then a lot of people, obviously since COVID, I've noticed, are just taking time and doing something for themselves.
Yeah.
And they're just, you know, they're like, now this is my hour of the day.
It sort of falls into the kind of under the wellness umbrella.
Yeah.
So if you're, and a lot of more people, definitely, I think since COVID are investing a little bit more 100%. In that. You know, and trying to carve out that time for themselves. Do you get people, is it a kind of a spa day trip kind of a thing? Or
No, like people would, it is and it isn't. Like people, girlies could come and book the room out for five girls together and do it and then go for a bit of lunch afterwards because it is a nice experience. It is something different. But our clientele would be people that would suffer like from asthma, chest infections, ears, back-to-back virals, especially with the kids. Kids pick up everything.
Okay. Listener here's wondering, Jessica, 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have questions. Do salt rooms help with tension headaches? I think you mentioned that.
So like if you're anyway congested in the head, yes, it will relieve all that.
Okay.
It'll bring all moisture out.
It does help on that. How often can you go to a salt room? Is it a weekly thing or would you just do a one-off?
No, you'd want to be doing it twice a week. To see the benefits, like, and then after that, you can just maintain it. So, like, my clientele from the winter would start in October and go right through till April, you know, to keep them right.
Okay. Do salt rooms, are there any issues if you have high blood pressure? Somebody's wondering, we're told not to eat too much salt.
So your blood pressure has to be controlled, obviously, with tablets. You can't go in if your blood pressure is too high.
Too high, you can't avail of this. You're obviously not eating the salt,
No.
I mean, you're sitting on it, so you're not eating it.
No.
Listeners wondering, what about hay fever? I've been dealing with hay fever quite a lot in the past number of weeks already, so I'm wondering, would something like this help?
Yes, so salt is actually a natural antihistamine. So the more that you do, the better. It helps with the itchy eyes, the scratchy throat, the nose, everything. So she'd want to be start doing it twice a week.
During this kind of hay fever season.
And you want to be starting now before we really hit into it.
And I heard actually somebody say only last week that people with hay fever are even dealing with it a little bit earlier than usual at the moment. Somebody's wondering, how are the salt rooms cleaned? Is everybody breathing in recycled salt?
No. So the salt is antibacterial, antifungal and antiviral. So then when the session is on, the salt is actually blown in. So afterwards, after that session is finished, the salt that has been blown in is extracted back out for new salt to go back in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's just, you're obviously buying this in industrial levels, I'm sure. Levels of salt. You're based in Rathoath?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, how many years, sorry, did you mention you're operating?
5 years this August.
Oh, you're 5 years gone.
Yeah.
Okay. I imagine it's a very different, you know, business venture than working in childcare.
Yes, it is. But it's a very rewarding place to work because I love to help people. I'm naturally a carer. So I love to see when people are feeling better in themselves, even kids, you know, when they're getting a night's sleep.
So this, and this has kind of brought that about for you.
Yeah.
Can it help with pain? I've been told salt water is good for that.
Yeah, so it's actually a natural anti-inflammatory as well. So you're breathing all this in and it's helping pain.
Okay. Somebody's wondering about, what's the youngest age a child can use a salt
from? 6 months up.
Even from that
six
age,
months,
right?
Yeah.
And that's and the children sessions, the kids sessions are about 45 minutes, did you say?
Yeah, the children sessions are 45 minutes and one adult enters the room with them. That adult enters free of charge, so you're only ever paying for the child. But they just play away for 45 minutes and they're not even noticed that they're being treated.
Okay. Listener says, we've brought our two sons there a couple of times. They love it. They sit down and they build salt castles.
Yeah.
Find it good to clear the cough.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant.
And another listener is wondering, Denise says, we've got two small dishes of salt on the windowsill in our living room at home. It actually helps to absorb the condensation from the windows.
Yeah.
Even something as simple as that.
Something so simple.
Right. And yeah. That's just what? For the moisture in the room?
Takes the moisture
mold.
Out, yeah.
Yeah.
So like mould will grow from dampness. So bacteria will grow from dampness. So if you have a nasal drip that's going into your chest, it's going to, and it's not been dried out, it's just going to grow bacteria. So the whole idea of the salt is to draw all the moisture out.
It's really interesting. And as somebody who deals with asthma and sinus, for a couple of months every year, I'm interested in Denise's message there about this. Something like just dishes of salt in the window.
Because it just brings all moisture out.
Might even, try that at home. How many people can take part in, is it a group session or do you have an individual session?
So the adults room holds five people in it. And the children is 3 to 4 children in the room, but only one adult can enter now. Or you can book a family room that it's only just your family that goes in.
And you just need the time to kind of sit there for an hour as well. Yeah. If you've issues with dermatitis or skin conditions, does it irritate the skin? Or?
So sometimes, that saying it has to get worse before it gets better. So sometimes after being in the salt, it can flare it up, but you will notice a big difference the more sessions that you do. So for instance, my son had eczema on his legs and the cracks of his arms. But I actually never exposed his skin to the salt when I was bringing him because he was so young. But I remember putting him into the bath one night and I was like, my God, I was like, his skin was crystal clear. But I was going for the whole chest and ears to help with that. Yeah. But it also cleared his skin.
Okay. It's very interesting. That's Jessica Ahern from the Salt Rooms in Rathoath. Jessica, thanks a million for joining us here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, to tell us all about salt rooms and the benefits of them. Listener says, we absolutely love the salt rooms. It's actually really helped with preventing having to go to the doctor for steroids. It's also helped with my asthma. So I highly recommend it, says this listener. My kids have also attended the salt rooms and it's really helped them too. Once again, we've avoided a trip to the GP for antibiotics. Jess and the team, extremely helpful and friendly, and it's just pure relaxation. I'd highly recommend it, says this texter. 087 1400 106 as always, that's the number if you want to get in touch. As I said, that is Jessica Ahern from the Salt Rooms based in Rathoath.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday,
brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.